Begin the current daf Masechtas Midos daf Lamed Hey. Begin in the second parak Mishnah Gimel, where we continue with the theme of the previous daf, opening up the dimensions of the Har HaBayis. So the Tanna continues going a little bit further in. Lefnim Imenu, more inward than the walls of the Har HaBayis, was what's called the Seirig, which was a type of partition that was woven the way the screen and the window is, or of a bed, which was made with holes in it as it was made a screen. Now, the Tanna doesn't define how much was between the walls of the Har HaBayis and this Seirig. It also doesn't say how exactly was it made, but says the Rush, it's logical to say that it was along the entire western front, going from north to south. Now, there didn't seem to be any utility of the Seirig, because there was no added sanctity from the Seirig inward, going from the wall of the Har HaBayis up until the Chael, all had the same sanctity. And the Seirig was just somewhat in the middle, unless it was made, he said, for adornment purposes. But he brings that it's written that its utility actually was permitting the carrying of Shabbos over there on the Har HaBayis. And he says that we'd be required to understand this because the way the walls of the Har HaBayis, they were made first before all the structures were made inside. And that's what's known as halacha as hukuf al-b'seif pasach, which is that first you surround it and then you build the things and you open up to that. That's actually not effective for the halachas of mechitza. It's only after they built all the structures and then they made the seirig to be around the whole Har HaBayis for the purposes of dira, of dwelling, that actually is considered pasuch al-b'seif hekav, and therefore that works, and therefore that's one interpretation of what the utility of the seirig was. But be that as a name, this Seirig was Gevaya Yud Tvachim, was 10 Tvachim high. The Shalash Estre Pirtzes Hayibai, there were 13 breaches in that wall of this Seirig. Sheparts of Malchayavan, that the Greeks, the kings, they had breached the Seirig and made 13 holes in it. And Chazu V'Gadrim, when the Chashmonaim then vanquished the Greeks, they went and they closed up those breaches. And Bagazra connected Yud Gimel Hashtachabais, and they decreed that there should be 13 places that they prostrate, that they bow down, in correlation to those 13 places that were breached by the Greeks, and then they had closed it up. Now continuing, going again from east to west, going more in towards the Beis HaMikdash, Lefnim Imenu, more within than the Seirig, going towards the west, started the sanctity of Hachel. The Chel was had a greater level of sanctity than the Har HaBayis itself, which that is the elevation, the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Kelim. Now its width was 10 amas, going up until the wall of the Ezes Nashim, which was further in. Now Oshnei Masa Milas Hayisham, there were 12 steps over there in the Chel, that Raim Mala Chatzi Amah, the height of every step was a half amah, Veshulcha, and the place where you step on, what's called the tread, like we see in the Pasim Shalchei Regel Hashem Chamor, its width essentially was Chatzi Amah, was a half of an amah, like the length of a person's foot. As the Mishnah actually defines, Kalamai L'shal Yisham. Actually, all the steps that were there in the Har HaBayis were all, like we just described, a Roim Maila Chatzi Amah. Its height was that of a half Amah. Mishal Chatzi Amah. And the tread, that of stepping on it, which basically it's horizontal versus the vertical, was also a half Amah. Chutz Mishal Ulam, there was one exception that by the antechamber, that which opened up, that's like the, so to speak, the hallway of the Beis HaMikdash, which there it's actually, its shilcha was actually an amah instead of a half amah, as the Mishnah teaches later on in the third paragraph. Similarly, we find all uniformities with an exception, kol ha'psachim shayishim, all the openings, the doorways that there were in the Beis HaMikdash, in Har HaBayis, goyven chaf amah, the height were 20 amas, v'rach v'nesa amas, and its width was 10 amas. Chutz mishal ulam, again, the one exception was the ulam, where its height was that of 40 amas, and its width was one of 20 amas. So to kol b'sacham shayusham, all the openings that were there in Har HaBayis, ha'il hen delosis, they all had doors. Chutz mishal ulam, except for the antechamber, which didn't have any doors. So to kol ha'sharm shayusham, all the gates that were there in the Har HaBayis, ha'il hen shkufis, they all had lintels, which is that the top part, which is of the doorway, which is on top of mezuzahs, on top of doorposts, like the way a regular door is. Chutz mishal tedi, there was one exception, that gate of tedi, which we had previously mentioned, shayishem shteavanis moitezol gabizu, which were two stones that were laying one on the other like an A, where there it didn't have a lintel, but rather it was the two sides meeting each other. So it says the Mishnah, Kol Sharm Shayusham, all the gates that were there in the Har HaBayis, Nishtanu Lishal Zav, were changed from the original to be made out of gold. Chutz Mishar Nikuner, except for the gate of Nikuner, which was by the eastern front. Because there was a miracle that was done with it, like the Gemara says in Yom, the way he was saved, and therefore they kept the original. But Yashem, some say the reason why they kept it was its copper was yellowish, like that of gold, so it had that appearance of gold anyway, therefore they kept the original one. Continues the next Mishnah Dal. Also, another uniformity with an exception, all the walls that were there in the Harabayas were all very tall. Now, the reason is that they were very tall, they had to have been higher than 20 amas, because besides the wall itself, we said that the gateways were 20 amas, so that means the wall had to be even higher than that. Chutz mikais lamizrach, except for the eastern wall of the Harabayas, which was lower down. Now the reason for this is because Sha'akayin Hasayif HaSapara, the Kayin that was burning the Paraduma, Oymid Beresh Har Mishcha, was standing on the top of Har Zaysim, which is a mountain that was next to the Har Habayis, U'miskaven V'roya B'Pischa Shal Heichal, and he would direct and look at the opening of the Heichal, which was the sanctuary itself, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, B'Shas HaZayis Adam. He had to be able to see that when he was spraying the blood of the Paraduma directly towards the direction of the Har Habayis. He had to see the opening of the Heichal when he was spraying it, like the Pasuk B'Midbar Yotzeh, V'hizeh Nechip in the Eil HaMoed. He had to spray towards the entryway of the Eil HaMoed. So therefore, he had to see it above the wall of the Har Habayis through the eastern part, going through the openings of the Ezes Nashim and the opening of the Azara, and that's how he would come to the opening of the Almighty. Because if the wall, the eastern wall, was very tall like all the other walls, then even though all the other walls, that they were one opposite the other, that the gateways, the openings of those walls, the Shaar Kehanim, the Ezes Nashim, the Pesach HaHeichel, he was able to see directly. If the eastern wall, the first wall of Har Habayis, was very tall, he would not be able to have seen through the opening, through the gates, to see the Pesach of the Heichal, because the ground of the Har Habayis kept on getting higher and higher, and its height got up a distance of 20 amos before, meaning going all the way from the eastern gate, the eastern wall of the Har Habayis, before it reached to the Heichal, because it kept on going higher and higher, and therefore the height of the opening of the eastern wall, just like all the openings we said, were only 20 amos, so therefore would never been able to see through the opening before you would hit part of the mountain, before you're getting to the Pesach Ha'il. It's higher than 20 amas. So therefore, we have to admit, you couldn't see through the opening of the eastern wall of the Har Habayis, because the height was only 20 amas. You would never make it to the height of the Heichal, which was higher than 20 amas in its ascent. So therefore, we had to make the wall a little bit lower, actually, so instead of seeing through like all the other ones, which you saw through the openings in the wall, here they had to see above the eastern wall, and then seeing through all the other openings of the gates, going all the way to the Pesach of the Heichal itself. Now Mishnah Hay continues and says, going a little bit further in, Ezes HaNashim, the courtyard of the women, which was actually just because that was where the women could go, but they didn't really hang out over there. Ha'isa Eirich Me'ya B'Shleisha B'Chamesh was a length of 135 Amos going from east to west, going again in the straight direction, walking in. Al Roichiv Me'ya B'Shleisha B'Chamesh on a width of 135 Amos going from north to south. Now, although that's squared, and generally that doesn't make one more length than width, but since we're directing here in these Mishnayos, a person going from east to west, therefore we're calling that the length, which is from east to west, and although it's really the same here, both from the on either side, because it's squared. Now, Bedal L'Shachas Hayu Bedal Mitzasah, there were these four chambers in the four corners, as the Rosh says, on the outside, as the pictures would have it, some say, in the inside, but in the four corners of the Ezes Nashim, there was these four chambers, Shal Mem Mem Amma, each one being 40 Amma squared. Now, V'lohayi Makuris, in the second Beis HaMikdash, they were not covered. And B'kachim Asidim Liyah says the Tanah of the Mishnah, that's in the third Beis HaMikdash, that's how ultimately they will be. Shnem like says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, V'yitzi'ine L'chatzach Hitzen, that he took me out to the outer courtyard, which this is the prophecy regarding the third Beis HaMikdash, V'yavirenu al arbas Mikzeh HaChatzah, that he took me out to the four corners of the courtyard. V'hinei, behold, Chatzah B'mikzeh HaChatzah V'gaymer, the courtyard, and the corner of the courtyard, etc. Ba'arbas Mikzeh HaChatzah Chatzeris Keturis, and in the four corners of the courtyard was Keturis. What does that mean? Says the Tanah, Vein Keturis Elishein Makuris. Keturis means to say that they weren't covered, because what Keturis means to say is like Keter, which means smoke, means to say that they were smoking because there was nothing blocking in the smoke from letting it go up because it was not covered. Now it says the Tana Mahay Meshamesh. So what were the utility of these four corners of the Ezra's Nashim that there were these chambers? So Deremis Mizrachis in the southeast, he Haisa Lishkas HaNazir. And that was the chamber of the Nazir, which is Nazir, someone takes a vow not to partake of wine, Karazir. Shashama Nazir Mevashmas Shlomehim, that when they finish the Nazirs, that's where they cook their carbon shlomim, called the Shalmei Nazir, like the Pasuk says in Yechezkel. That by Yirmelai said to me, Eile Beis Mevashlam, this is where they cook, Ashi Vashlam Meshos Abayis Zevcham, which refers to that's where they would cook their Shalmei Nazir. Umagalcham Esarin, that's also where they cut their hair, because the Pasuk says in Mamidbar that the Nazir cuts his hair Pesach El Mayid. Now the Gemara Mesach, this Nazir, what do you think? Someone's going to cut his hair in front of the oil mayid? What, in front of a regular human king, you don't do that. In front of Hashem, of course not. Rather, means to say that it's talking about the carbon shlamim, where they would cook their shlamim. That's where, and the shlamim, it said, v'shachter pesach el mayid, but where they actually cooked their shlamim was in that chamber. That's where they also cut their hair. And Meshalchem Tachas Adud, and they would put their hair beneath the pot where they would cook the carbon shlamim, like the pasuk says, "Biyikur Gimel." V'nasna le'isha shatachas zevach shlam, that they would put the hair that they cut from the nazar on the fire, which is beneath the cooking of the carbon shlam. Now, Mizrachis Safainis, regarding the chamber in the northeast, he ha'isa lishka se'etzim. That was the chamber of the wood. Shasham ha'kohan and bali mumim, that's where the kohanim who were blemished, who weren't fit to do the service. Matli ma'etzim, they would deworm the wood, meaning to say they would inspect the wood. V'chaleit shenimtzim b'telas, and any wood that they found a worm in it, pasul ma'akam mizbech, was invalid from being used on the mizbech itself. Which actually, Gemara Menachas of Peyim and Beis qualified and says that this teaching is only taught if it's moist. But if it's dry, you could just scrape it away and then it's going to be valid. Tzfainis Maravis, by the northwestern corner, he haisa Lishkas Mitzrayim, and the northwestern is the one further away and to the right side. He haisa Lishkas Mitzrayim, that was the chamber of the Mitzrayim, which the Tosefta explains why it was called that, because that's where the Mitzrayim would immerse themselves on the eighth day of the purification, when they would come to go inside to bring at least his thumbs inside to be sprayed on, even though he had immersed the night before. That was done in that chamber. And my Rebbe's Deraimis, the last one, the southwestern chamber. So Amr Blazim Yaakov, he says, Shachachti Ma'ashayis Meshames, I forgot what its utility was. But Abba Sholem, he says, Shashamo Yunisin Yayim Meshames, that's where they would put the wine and the oil, which was very much used in the services, the wine libations with all the karbanas and the oil for the flower offerings. He says, Nikras Lishkas Beishamanim, is called the chamber of the place of the oil. Now, continues the Mishnah regarding describing the Ezes Nashim, the Chalaka Haisim. The Ezes Nashim was smooth, and the Girsa that's brought is Birishayna. Initially, when there was no second story there in the Ezes Nashim, but Vikifu Katzitzra, or the Girsa is Gizustra. Ultimately, they made these porches, which went all around the interior of the Ezes Nashim, where they had made on the walls, going all the way around, these beams coming out and putting that on that, the porches, which in the last parak of Masechet Sukkah, they explained that originally the women used to be inside the Ezes Nashim by the Simchas Beis Sheva, and the men would be in the outside, but that caused to frivolity, and therefore they instituted that the women actually should sit on the top. So they made these second story porches, and as is Nashim, Shanashim Reis Milman, so the women could see the festivities from the top. Vanashim Milmatan, and the men would be on the bottom by the Simchas Beis Sheva on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And the reason for this was Kadesh Leim Maravan, so that there shouldn't be Tarevas, there shouldn't be a mixture of men and women by the Simchas Beis Sheva. Now, continues the mission of a Tezva of Milas, there were these 15 steps. Eilis Miteichel Ezesol, that would go up from the Ezes Nashim to the Ezes Yisrael, which that when we call Azara, we mean the Ezes Yisrael. And Kenega Tezva of Milas Shabbatelim, this was correlated to the 15 levels, the 15 Sheher Malas that's brought in Tehillim, Sheher Malas, which are the songs of ascent. Shalein Halavim Amir Bashir, that on these steps the Levim would sing the shir of the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, because in regards to the regular shir they sang every day by the Karbanas, that was actually done near the altar in the Ezes Kayanim. But he would talk about regarding the song that they sang by Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, but that was on these 15 steps. Now says the Mishnah Lohaya Trutis, these steps weren't straight steps like all the rest, Elam Mukafis, rather they were circular. Kechatzi Gar Nagula, it was like the half of a granary, which was a circle, which is the Rush brings that picture, which is as in a semicircle. That's how the steps were, going all the way up, the lower steps more wider than the going up to the top, going up to the Ezra Sisra. Now, we're continuing to Amud Beis, with the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Vav, Now that we're moving to the next part, the Ezes Yisrael, there were these chambers beneath the Ezes Yisrael, which opened up to Ezes Nashim, because like we just described, the Azara, which is the terminology for the Ezes Yisrael, the courtyard, was higher than Ezes Nashim by 7.5 Amos because of the 15 steps. So beneath the Ezes Yisrael, which opens up into the Ezes Nashim, there were these chambers, Shasham Alavim Nisnim, that's where Levim would place Kinaris, Venevalim, Saltaim, Chal Klishe, they'd put the harps and the navel, which another similar type of instrument, and the cymbals and all other types of instruments that they had, they put in those chambers underneath. Now Ezes Yisrael, the courtyard of the Yisrael, which is part of the more the greater Azara, but this specific part that's called the Ezes Yisrael, its length was 135 amas, which now we're going from north to south. Al reichiv achas esri, on the width of 11 amas, going from east to west, moving in. Same thing applied for the next part of the Azara, called the Ezes Kohanim, up until the Mizbeach, where Yisrael was not supposed to go there unless necessary. There was called the Azara of the Kohanim. Its length was 135 amas. Al Reichiv Yud Aleph, also on the width of 11 amas. Now, Verashay Paspasin, and there was these beams that were Mavdul ben Ezes Yisrael Ezkam, that were there to separate between the Azara of the Yisrael, where regular Yisrael could be, to the Azara of the Kohanim. He says actually, there was a elevation, a height of an Amma in the Ezes Kayanim, and the platform was on it, which was a distinct place for singing songs, like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, which on that they would sing and they would play music. And on that platform there were three steps, each one a half an Amma high. So Nimtzis says Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, comes out, Ezes HaKohanim Gevoyim Ezes Yisrael, that the Azara of the Kohanim were higher than Ezes Yisrael, Shti Amas Amech, so 2.5 Amas. Because you had that first elevation, which was Amma high, and then another three of the half Amma, which are 1.5, so that makes for a total of 2.5 Amas in height, according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Now, says the Mishnah, Kol Azara, the entire courtyard, if we look at it in its entirety, its length was 187 Amas, going from east to west, in the direction of a person walking in, on the width, which that was always, we're saying, we're just either changing it, calling it width or length, depending if it's longer or the shorter one, going from north to south, was 135 amas. Now, says the town of Yud Gimel Hishtachavoyis Hayisham, there were these 13 places, the 13 prostrations, bowing downs that they would do over there in the courtyard, which was a distinct place for every place where they bowed down, which, according to the Tanna Kamma, as we mentioned earlier, goes a correlation to the 13 breaches that there were in the Sarik that were done. But Abba Yosef in Chanaim, he disagrees, and he says, no, it's Keneged Yud Gimel Sha'ar, because he has actually a different calculation. He says that there were 13 gates, and it was in regards to that that they instituted the bowing down. By every single one of those gates, they would bow down. And he defines what the gates were. So, Duramium, the southern gates, which is essentially a person's left if he's walking in from east to west, Smuchim Lamayrev, which is if one's starting closer to the western part, which is further away. So you have Shara Elyon, the upper gate. You have Shara Delik, which is the place where it's called the gate of the kindling, because that's where they would bring in the wood for the pyre, for the fire in the Mizbeach. You have Shahar Bechiris, the gate of the firstborns, which we had mentioned earlier is called Shahar Karban, the gate of the carbon. And you have Shahar Mayim, the gate of the water, says Abba Yosef Mechanan, Velomen Ekrishmei Shahar Mayim, why is it called the gate of the water? Shebay Machnis and Slecha Shal Mayim Shal Nisach Bechag, because that's where they would bring in the pitcher of water to use for the pouring of the water libations on the Yom Tov Sukkos. He says, because it's where the water would pour forth, as the Gemara says, Yumid of Ayin Zayin and Beis, from that area. And in the future, it's going to ultimately come out from the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be this canal coming out from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Ulamasin Betzafin. Now, if we go to the corollary on the other side, the northern part, Smuchel Mamayrv, closer also starting from the west, you have Shah Yechanya, the gate of Yechanya. You have Shahar Karban, also, which we had mentioned earlier, which is the northern gate of the Karban. You have Shahar Nashim, the gate of the women, where that's where the women would come in either, according to one opinion, to do smich on their karbanas, or according to Behuda, just to stand there on their karbanas. And you have Shahar Sher, the gate of the song, which that's where they would bring in the instruments, because that was closer, we're going further south over here, where it's closer to the place where they would butcher, as the Gemara says in the Masechtas Tumah, that they would stand on the Shulchan HaChalavim, and they would blow over there, so therefore that's where they bring in the instruments over there. Now says the Mishnah, why was that first gate on the northern side closer to the west called Shar Yechonya, because Sheba Yotzi Yechonya Begalusa, one of the kings of the Jewish people, when he was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, so that's where he went out when he went into exile, where he first bowed down and he took permission and he went out that gate. Now, although we know there's what's called Beis HaNitzutz and Beis HaMaikid, so those were from these gates that he mentions where there was 13 gates, explains the Rashi, it's just that they were given other names, but that we had mentioned that there are those Beis HaNitzutz and Beis HaMaikid, that they're included here in those. He just has his calculation of being the 13, and therefore he's saying those 13 gates actually correlates to the 13 bowing downs, a different interpretation than we had previously said, of because of the 13 breaches in the Sirk. Sheba Mizrach, and the gates in the eastern side, was Shar Nikaner, the Nikaner gate, Ubeis Peshpashim Hayilai, and there were these two minor doors that there were. Now, as the Rush points out, although by the Shah HaMaikid, we also said that there was a Pishpish over there, now, which was small and was near the larger gate, but that's because it was very small. But these that were told by the Shar Nikaner, they were a little bit bigger, and they were also a little bit more distant from the main gate, so therefore it's counted from the 13 gates, according to this interpretation of Abba Yossi ben Chan. Now these two little gates, Achad Mimina v'Achad Mismaila, one was to the right of it, one was to the left of it, and Bishnaim B'mayrev, and you have the two in the west, Loyal M'Shem, they didn't have a name, and it's regarding those 13 gates, that's why he says there were these 13 places that they would bow down by each one of these gates. Hanulach HaRabayis, which I will turn to, the second parak Mesechta Megillah, parak HaRabayis, which spoke about primarily the Temple Mount going further in the different Azaras, which that takes us to the next, the third parak Mesechta Megillah, parak HaMizbeach, which continues further in, once we're all the way in past the Ezes Kayanim, you get all the way to the Mizbeach, to the altar. Its dimension, says the Mishnah, Yishleishim B'taim B'shtaim Alamad Beis, was 32 Amas squared, going from south to north and from east to west. However, from north to south, along the entire southern part, its length was actually only 31 Amas, because as we're going to describe, there was no foundation, which the bottom part of Mizbeach, on the eastern and the southern side of Mizbeach, for a height of an Amah, didn't have that. But in general, the entire Mizbeach was 32 Amas squared. Then, Ola Amah v'Kanes Amah. Then it went up a height of an Amah, and then indented a Amah, as we said, on the western side and the northern side. And the Zeha Yisai, that's what's known as the foundation of the Mizbeach. Nimtzes comes out, so far, where we're going up on the Mizbeach, Shleishim HaShleishim, that the area of the Mizbeach is only 30 by 30, because you had 32 by 32, but that was only a height of an Amah, then already got indented. Which the Gemara in Perakacha Kachem that Nadal Manav explains that originally what they would do is they brought a block that was 32 Amahs squared, a height of an Amah. Then they filled it up with stone and lime and all different things and then smoothed it out. Then they brought another block, 30 by 30 Amahs, a height of 5 Amahs. Which that's what the Mishnah teaches us now. Ola Chamesh B'Kanes Amah. It went up now the Mizbeach a height of 5 Amahs and get indented again Amah. That indentation is what's known as the ledge that goes around the Mizbeach. So Nimtza, Chafches al Chafches, comes out what you're left with. Again, we're trying to define the area of the Maracha, that what's left in the Mizbeach that you could light the fires and burn the Karbanis, was the area of 28 by 28 Amas. Then they brought another block, which was 28 by 28 Amas, a height of 3 Amas. And then they brought blocks which were Amah squared in the height of an Amah and put one on each corner of the Mizbeach, which that's what the Tanya of the Mishnah teaches, Makom HaKranes, the place of the corners, where Amah Mizeh and Amah Mizeh, each corner had an Amah squared of height and of a square. Nimtza Chavav al Chavav, it comes out you're left with 26 by 26, because you basically take off from the square from either side, which leaves you another square less. Which is Mokim, and then you have Mokim Hilich Ragla Kanim. Besides the corners, you also needed an area where the Kan could walk around the Maracha, because if the Maracha went all the way to the corners, the Kan would not have a place to walk around the fires, to be able to light the fire, and to be able to take their pitchforks, and to make the limbs go around so that they should be able to be consumed. So you have to have Amah Mizeh, Amah Mizeh, an Amah all around, which is basically, when you talk about square, you go on one of the two directions. You have an Amah this, an Amah that. So Nimso Chavdal Chavdal comes out, you left with 24 squared. And that was Mokom HaMaracha. That was the place of the fire, which later on the Mishnayos expound from a pasuk in Yecheskel, which says Va'ariel, which refers to the fire, where Shteim Esri Erech Hashteim Esri Recher Revua, which is 12 Amas squared, which we're going to describe. That means to say that those were from the center, which is going to be 24 by 24 squared. So Amar B'Yitzi explains that actually Mitchila, originally, in the first Beis HaMikdash, Lohaya, there wasn't in the whole Mizbeach El Chavchas Al Chavchas. The whole Mizbeach was only 28 by 28. Now, and then it got indented and went up in the same measurements that we described, where you had the height of the Amma Yisoid, and then you have the Amma of the Saiviv, and then you have the Amma of the Kronos, and then you have Amma Mokam Hilichara. It keeps on indenting, taking away the space where you can do the Maracha. Achanimza Mokam Maracha Chav Al Chav. Comes out that in times of the first base of Mekdash, the place of the fire was only 20 by 20, which, as the Rosh says, is actually what it means in Divrei Yom, that it says that the Mizbeach and the Cheshes was 20 Amis in its square, which is actually referring to the Mokum of the Maracha. But when the Jews from the diaspora came up in times for the second Bais HaMikdash, which according to the Mefarshim, that's what our Masechta is actually referring to in its dimensions, Hesivul of Arba Amis Minha, and the Girsa that we have is Hatzafen, but as the Rosh points out and the Girsa is brought down, there's Minha Darm. They ultimately added on to the dimension of the Mizbeach from the south, 4 Amis, Bedal Amis Min HaMayav, and 4 Amis from the west, Kmin Gamma. Like a gamma, which is a Greek letter, like a L bracket. And that was as the Gemara explains in Perek Kachim, why they did that was because of the shisin, which were these pipes, which initially the pipes where they would pour down the nesachim, the libations, were out of the mizbech. Then they then made it that it should be underneath the mizbech, in the actual area of the mizbech itself, that the pipes are in the mizbech. And where the nisach was, the libations were in the southwestern corner, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechet Tamid. And therefore, because it was there, they had to add on over there that should be part of the Mizbeach itself. Shnemah, like it says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, how do we know that, as we describe, that the Mokam HaMaracha, which will be in the future and was also in the second Bais HaMikdash, was 24 by 24 squared? Because the Pasuk Variel, Yud Beis Arach, that the fire of the lion, which was the fire was like a lion, was a length of Yud Beis Amos, B'shtem Esri Rechiv, in a width of 12 Amos, Revua, which it's quarters, which says the Mishnah, Yacha Shein Elu Yud Beis El Yud Beis. You would think, okay, it was only 12 Amos square, like it says, 12 Amos in the length, 12 Amos in the width. But K'shoem, when the Pasuk said, Lal Arbes Revav, by the four quarters, what do you mean quarters? Rather, Malamet Shem in the Emtzu, who made Yud Beis Amos L'Chavruach. Yeah, every quarter, from the middle, going in every direction, was 12 Amos. Which that means to say, if you're starting from the center, that's the radius. That means to say that the diameter was going to be 24 by 24. Now, continues the Tanya of the Mishnah describing the Mizbeach, the Chutzal Sikra. There was this red string which was dyed red, Chayger Be'emtza, that was a belt around the middle, went around the whole Mizbeach in the middle, which was actually one Amma beneath the Saiviv. And the purpose of it was Lahabdul Ben Adam El Yoin, to separate between the upper bloods, certain karmanas like the Chatas Behemo, the Oila Saif, its blood had to be on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and that string was there to separate Ladam HaTachtainim for the lower bloods, which was all the other karbanas in the Chatas Saif, which the Gemara in Perkei is Mekayman, this brings from a pasuk where it says Vahisa Resha Satchatz HaMizbeach, that the netting was until the midpoint of the Mizbeach, which a Torah is giving you a division of a midpoint to separate between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. Now, Vahisayid, in the foundation of the Mizbeach, which we described was that one Amma that went on the bottom of the Mizbeach, Hay Mahalach Al Pnei Kol Atzafin Val Pnei Kol Amarav, like we had mentioned, went around the entire northern side and the western side, and Va'ichel B'dar Mamachas, and it only ate in, meaning there was only a foundation on the southern side, one Amma, Uvah Mizruch Amachas, and on the eastern front, also only one Amma. But the rest of the southern side and the eastern side didn't have a foundation, as the Rosh brings a picture illustrating this. Now the reason for this is, as the Gemara says, Nezum Mekamed from the Gimel and Beis, is because that part of the Mizbeach was not in the portion of Binyamin. Because the Pasuk says, Babayku Yechel Ad, which the Targum translates, Ba'achasanta Yesabni Mikdash, the Beis Mikdash had to be built in his portion. And that was all by the second Beis Mikdash, but by the first Beis Mikdash, where, as we had mentioned, the Mizbeach was actually smaller from the south by 4 Amos, because they had actually added on the second Beis HaMikdash 4 Amos. So then actually, says the Rosh, all the Mizbeach actually on the southern side even was in the portion of Binyamin, because then the foundation did go along the southern side. But however, he says, but the eastern side, that didn't change, because that was always in the portion of Yehuda, even in the first Beis HaMikdash.